You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving flow of the cosmos. This week, we have the Sun moving into Gemini from Taurus for the next month. We have Mercury, the planet of our thoughts and communications, moving into Taurus. We have Saturn, the big daddy that keeps us all focused and disciplined, or makes us suffer for not being focused and disciplined, is trining Uranus, which is the big freedom lover, the rebel, change maker energy. And we have Venus, opposition Jupiter. So our relationships are in opposition to Jupiter, which is our kind of expansive, philosophical, sort of worldly teaching view on things. So starting on Monday is when Mercury moves into Taurus. And Mercury, it's such a fast-moving planet. It's very close to kind of to the moon's level of moving around. Every couple of days, it's shifting quite quickly. So it really has a lot to do with how we communicate and who we communicate to, and like the things we use to communicate, and our thoughts, our mental processes. You can actually look to somebody's Mercury in their chart to see how their minds work. You can see if they're fast thinkers or slow thinkers, and if it's a fixed sign, often they'll have more stubborn mental processes, not very open to new information, like Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius, and Leo are fixed. So you'll find that they seek information on their own, but don't want to be given information. So it depends on what the sign is, how the Mercury is going to work. So Mercury in Taurus is a very kind of methodical, again, all the Taurian energy. It's a slow moving, methodical, things are good as they are kind of energy. So it's never really looking to shake things up or change the way they are. It's more of a hold it as it is, because why change what's not broken? So Mercury there is actually good because it's kind of a stabilizing effect, which you probably will need because the Sun is going to go into Gemini, which is a very curious, lively, kind of butterfly kind of energy. It likes to touch down on many different topics and visit people. And it's the perfect energy for May, really. Because May going into June, because you want to get out into the world and you want to socialize more in the Southern Hemisphere. We're going from May to June, and that gives us a very kind of lively, interested in planting things, interested in going out and meeting people, starting new things, going for walks, getting out into the world. It's very Gemini energy. So that's a lovely end of the week. The Sun will go into Gemini on the 20th, so it's Saturday. The next thing that we want to look at this week, probably the next biggest thing, is that Saturn will be trining Uranus. So both of those planets are in fire signs right now, Saturn in Sagittarius, Uranus in Aries. And so it gives you a real, a fiery ability to move forward. Fire signs are always very good about asserting their own agendas and going for what they want and being who they are. So with Saturn connecting to it, connecting to the Uranus, it gives us an ability to really be our unique selves, but not just randomly. It gives us like some sort of structure to follow to be ourselves, which is how you get anything to happen in the real world. There needs to be some kind of structure that you followed. I mean, it doesn't always need to be the case, but generally speaking, the laws of the material world require us to take our time to do things in a methodical, structured kind of fashion. And the more we stay with a routine, in a sense, the more kind of rhythm and flow we get to underneath us to support us moving forward. So sometimes things can happen in a magical way, but generally the magical thing happened because at some point there was a structure inlaid that you decided to follow. So there are the lottery winners of the world, but oftentimes the lottery winners end up losing all the money they won because they weren't energetically prepared for it. So there is sort of it's like the birthing process. When you have a baby, the baby just doesn't fly right out and land in the world. There's this whole process of labor to get the baby out into the world. And that very process prepares them for what it's like to have this new baby to take care of. So it's kind of like anything, any new baby that you might be trying to birth into the world, be it a new career or a new home or a new idea or a change that you're trying to make, there's sort of a laborious process involved in making it happen in the real world. But the Saturn trine Uranus that's happening on the 4th, it gives us like an ease with it. Instead of a struggle or a resistance, it's like, oh, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to do it, and then everything's going to happen step by step, just how it should. So it's a very supportive energy. The next day, you have Venus the 19th. You have Venus opposition Jupiter, and Venus is the energy of our relationships, and you often look in someone's chart to their Venus to see how they relate to people and what kind of relationships they have. And right now, Venus is in Aries, so it's a very fiery, an Aries energy. I'm sure we all know some Aries people. They're good at self-assertion. They can be impatient, but they're so admirable or admirable in the way they be who they are. Like, they're just so naturally who they are in the world. So Venus being in Aries is in opposition right now to Jupiter in Libra. And Jupiter is our expanding self, our philosophical self, the luck that we get, the good things that happen in life often will have Jupiter energy around them. And in Libra, it's a very refined, very charming and careful kind of place for Jupiter to be. So there might be a struggle between wanting to expand in your relationships and just wanting to be who you are and not have to worry about relationships. It could be like any opposition. Opposition creates strength. So that's the good thing about it. But it also can be frustrating because you're like, well, is it this or is it that? It's this or that. You feel like this pull between it. But really, the lesson of all oppositions is that it's this and that. That some way you have to make your own personal wants and desires work with expanding more deeply into it, your relationships. Or to the, you know, it could be business relationships or it could just be your relationships in general in your life. But Jupiter definitely wants there to be an expansion, and but also with the expansion within the relationship. So kind of like making a commitment energy. And you might not, there's a part of you that's probably going to buck the idea of having to compromise or make a commitment or do anything differently than the way you want to do it. So that can be a bit of the challenge with it. But otherwise, it's a pretty good energy. The same day, Moon is conjoined with Neptune, and this is in Pisces. So it's a very... Friday is a very feeling type of day. So probably when you're going through this Jupiter-Venus opposition, you'll actually feel, you might feel it more acutely because of the Neptunian-Piscean energy that's in the air, especially if you're sensitive. And generally the people that listen to this podcast and read my weekly forecasts are sensitive people that are tuning into these sorts of energies. So I think the astrology just gives us an anchor, maybe, or something to understand all these feelings that don't make a lot of sense a lot of times. If you're a sensitive being, it's nice to have an understanding of why you feel like you're bobbing around on a constantly shifting sea. Because things are bobbing around up there, constantly shifting, and we feel it, every little bit of it. So being a tuned in person, it's nice to have an anchor and an understanding, and also a preparedness to how do I handle this? What should I do with this energy? Why am I feeling sad? Why am I feeling happy? Why am I feeling confused? I guess if you're a sensitive, inquisitive person, this is the sort of information for you. So that's the major stuff going on this week. And right on the 20th, the Saturday, Sun will move into Gemini. And Gemini is going to feel good, I think, for most people. It's an easy, light kind of airy energy. It's not ponderous or difficult, or it's much more curious and fast moving than the Taurus Sun we were just in. And it can activate your thinking self and your communicating self. So if you do need to communicate, or you have writing projects, or you have some sort of communication project that you need to work on, this next month will be so supportive for that. So definitely put yourself out there or make the disciplined effort, thanks to the Saturn trine Uranus, to break free and be who you really are and put yourself out there. And I think that it'll be very well received. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Please do get in contact with me if you have any questions about astrology. You can reach me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thanks so much for listening.